Ice fishing in Wisconsin is growing in popularity year by year, and we want you to catch as many fish as possible. We'll be traveling around the Shawamigan Bay area to bring you up-to-date fishing reports each week. And now, let's get to our report. Getting set for our fishing report, we're talking to Scott Breading down at River Rock Inn and Bait Shop. Scott, how you doing?
Good, Trevor. How you been?
I've been doing great. Ice fishing season, we're in full swing now.
We're getting there. We're full swing. Up until last week, there were still guys going, over on Bayfield Washburn side. There were still guys in boats. So we had guys fishing on Ashland side on the ice and guys in boats on the Washburn side. So it's kind of a unique situation to have that happen. You know, have guys come in the bait shop, one guy pulling a snowmobile and the other guy pulling a boat. So it's starting now to lock more into ice fishing. But up until a week ago, we still had both going on.
Last weekend, I was down by the bay and I saw guys out there fishing for the first time, I think, this year. What are guys fishing for this time of the year?
You know, that's the beauty of Shawamigan Bay. You can put a hole in the ice out there and you can catch everything that Lake Superior has to offer out of the same hole the same day. And that's what makes it so exciting. You can catch a perch, a lake trout, a splake, which is a combination of a lake trout and a brook trout, and or catch northern out of the same hole, a walleye or even a sturgeon. It's happened where people have caught five different species out of the same hole, same day, on the same rod. So you just got to be ready and geared up for it. It makes it kind of exciting.
What kind of bait are people using?
You know, out here, the mainstay for live bait, guys are using the Emerald Shiner, the Lake Shiner, for the mainstay, because that's the most prevalent bait fish that's out here. Guys are using cut bait. They use the smelt. They'll use a dead smelt on the bottom. They'll use golden shiners, sucker minnows. They'll jig jigging wraps and a lot of other jigging spoons. So, it's just putting action out there. And if you're not catching fish, guys will move. Move 100 yards. The fish are kind of funny that way, where sometimes they're on the bait fish, and you move 100 yards and you're into a school of fish or around the bait, and you're into catching. So it's kind of a nice thing out here. We don't have a lot of structure on the bay, so the fish are chasing the bait, and you can be out here 1 minute catching fish, and the next minute the fish have moved on, but they're migratory. They're going to come around to you, so be patient sometimes, or if you're impatient, move 100 yards. Fishing's been pretty good, but word of caution out here. The ice conditions are tough because we had good early ice back around deer season, but some of that ice did get destroyed with heavy winds and broke up on the outer edge of the outside of Ashland side. Washburn has no ice right now, or skim ice, so there's nothing fishable. So, the old adage, no ice is safe ice. Check your ice yourself. Be aware that there's a little bit of snow cover on it, so bring your ice bar, bring your safety gear, let people know where you're going if you're fishing by yourself. So if you do happen to unfortunately get blown off on an ice floe, people can come look for you. Best thing is fish with a partner and have your safety gear with you and be smart. Don't take chances.
Absolutely. And again, that's the Washburn Bayfield still has open water, and in front of Ashland, though, the ice is pretty good now.
Pretty good. We got a good 8 inches at a lot of spots within the first mile of shoreline. And guys are catching a good mix from whitefish to lake trout, splake. I've seen some beautiful brown trout being caught. Towards the evening, I've some nice walleye. Good mix of perch. Small ones, so that's good for future. But some decent 12, 13, 14-inch perch out there. So good mix. So it's going to be a good winter.
Absolutely. Now that we can get on the ice, Scott, what's the best way for people to find you at River Rock Inn and Bait Shop?
We're at 1200 West Lakeshore Drive in Ashland, across from the power plant. Or we have a great website at riverrockinn.net. Or give us a holler on the phone if you want a fresh report at 715-682-3232.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Scott.
Hey, Trevor, thanks for giving us a holler. And, everybody, be safe out there. Be smart with that ice.
That's been our Shawamigan Bay Ice Fishing Report. If you are a guide and you want to be a part of our ice fishing reports, call Trevor at 715-682-2727.